So our Gemara discusses mitzvah of Birkas HaTorah. Is it a mitzvah d'oraisa? Is it a mitzvah d'rabbanan? The Gemara says, "Minayin leBirkas HaTorah lefana min haTorah shenema kishem Hashem ekra v'kol del leilokenu." What does that mean? So Rashi explains, "Kishem Hashem ekra k'sheba Moshe." Leftoach b'divrei shira, amalem liYisrael ani avarech tchila, v'atem anu acharai amen. In other words, Moshe was about to embark in shira, and kishem Hashem ekra is a reference to Birkas HaTorah, and havugod elokeinu is Bnei Yisrael saying amen to that bracha. Kishem Hashem ekra b'vracha atem havugod elokeinu be'amen. In which case, it's actually similar to the drasha that the Gemara has in the seventh parak for Zimun, where, at least according to one opinion, we darshan that as well from Kishem Hashem Ekra Vugodel Elokeinu, in terms of the idea of a responsive calling out to Hashem. The Marsha over here gives a different interpretation of how we derive it. He says, "Kishem Hashem Ekra, Hainu Kshani Kore B'Torah Shikula Shemos Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shekol Torah B'Osi Oseha Kishmosa Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu," as the Ramban famously says. Now, according to this interpretation, it's not a responsive point. It's when I learn Torah, Dehainu, Shemosa Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Avogad Elokeinu, there's a chiyuv of bracha. One might add that according to this, the lashon that we say in Birkas HaTorah of Kulanu Yodei Shemecha is very meduyah. Why all of a sudden do we refer to Yediyas Hashem in the context of Birkas HaTorah? The answer is that Kishem Hashem Ekra. In other words, the very bracha comes from the fact that the Torah is Shmosav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's Yediyas Hashem. Now, so the question, of course, is whether the Gemara, the drasha in our Gemara, is a drasha gemura. Are we saying Birkas HaTorah is actually d'oraisa, or is this an asmachta of sorts? The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos in Shichachas HaEsin, Mitzvah Tesvav, writes that one of the mitzvos that the Rambam omitted is Birkas HaTorah. Shenitztavinu lehodos l'shmo yisbarach b'chol eis shenikra b'torah. B'chol eis is interesting, and it raises the question of hefsek, which maybe we'll get back to later. I'm not sure if we'll have time. But b'chol eis shenikra b'torah. Also, it's worth noting, Nikra might be a bracha on Kriyas HaTorah, even if it's biyachid. And he proves this. How does he know that this is d'oraisa? So he writes, "Ala tov agdola sh'asa lanu v'sito Torah so'i lino v'hodi anu ha'maisim ha'ritzim l'fanav shebahem nam chil chay lova." Interesting. What in particular are we being molded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the giving of the Torah, that he taught us how to live and how to be nochal chayel mabon? Because nitztavinu bevracha achar kol ha'achila, kein nitztavinu bezu. Just like Birkas HaMazon is a de'oraisa la'achar achila, so too, this is a bracha lifnei achila. Parenthetically, why is it that Birkas HaMazon is la'achar, and bracha, Birkas HaTorah is lefnei? Our Gemara attempts to use a Kal V'chomer to prove the other ones, that there should be a bracha rishona on ochel m'deoraisa and a bracha achron on Birkas HaTorah. The Gemara fails to prove that. So the pasha pshat is only bracha achron is deoraisa for achila, only bracha rishona is deoraisa for Torah. And why is it that way? So the Sefer HaChinuch over here, well, not over here, you see, Sefer HaChinuch has a problem because the Sefer HaChinuch follows the many mitzvahs of the Rambam, and of course the Rambam leaves this out. So the Sefer HaChinuch mentions Birkas HaTorah in a different mitzvah, in mitzvahs Birkas HaMazon. And he asks this question, and he says an interesting insight. He says, because Birkas HaMazon is on food. Food is a physical thing. So you only fully appreciate food when you're physically sated. And therefore, you make the bracha achrona when you are full. Whereas when it comes to Birkas HaTorah, this is a intellectual pursuit. And therefore, it's shayach to make the bracha, or maybe even more appropriate to make the bracha beforehand. You don't need to have experienced it to have appreciation for it. Something food, something that's physical, so at least the more natural appreciation is only afterwards. That's true, but in the end of the day, that's a kal v'chomer that's incorrect. The haraya, berachas hamazon, isn't, berachas hamrachushon isn't deraisa. So what I think we might answer to that, just to spell out his question before we see the answer, he's saying the Gemara at the beginning of Yitzhak Mavarthim suggests the opposite kal v'chomer, that if you make a bracha achrona, certainly make a bracha rishona. So there's an interesting ritva that I think actually answers this question in a way that's very meduk for the chinuch. There's a very famous kasha that the Pnei Yeshua asks. The Gemara ultimately says that the source for bracha rishona is a svara, solanus melama zebul bracha. And this svara, that if you make a bracha kashe save kol shekein kshirai, and the Pnei Yeshua asks, so then bracha rishona should be deraisa. After all, it's a svara. We know svaras are deraisa. We kill based off of svaras. Man, how do we know? Shvichus damim yargal yavor. It's a svara. And the Gemara in three different places in Shas is lavali pras svaru. So why isn't every bracha rishona deraisa if it's a svara? See, he actually says it is. But he's, all the Rishonim are against him, and the Rishonim are actually against it from our Gemara, Dachav Aleph and Medav and Brachos, which says that the only bracha the Baal Keri makes is the bracha achrona, not the bracha rishona, because bracha achrona is deraisa, not bracha rishona. So, well, perhaps we attempt to prove that a bracha rishona is deraisa, as in our Gemara. In the end, it's not true. So why not? What about the svara? So if you look at the Lashon of the Ritva in his Halachos, he says it's, I don't remember the exact lashon, but something like svaras chachamim mechukamim, which is what you're saying. In other words, this is a subtle svara. This is there is a svara to make a bracha beforehand, and even in a sense this kal v'chomer, but it's a seichel dik kal v'chomer, like the Sefer HaChinuch is saying, and it's not a sufficiently obvious, straightforward svara that's mechayev adin d'oraisa. Not every svara is a din de oraisa. And there are lots of svaras. Tzarchasya svaras. It's pretty rare that we have a svara that rises to a level of a din de oraisa. It has to be a pashat svara, not a svara that requires that Bali Achachma could figure out, but not everyone. Anyway, back to this. That's what the Sefer HaChinuch answers. The Meshech Chachma in our Parsha gives a different answer to this question, which is also a very powerful answer to why is it that one is deraisa and one isn't. He says that the Torah was mitzavah most what we need. So when a person is hungry, they naturally turn towards God. They appreciate their dependency on God. And therefore, the Torah didn't need to obligate a bracha rishona. But when is there a tremendous fear of forgetting God, as we see in our parsha, when you're full? And that's why the Torah dafka commanded Birkas HaMazon when you're full. On the other hand, when it comes to Birkas HaTorah, it's the opposite. When you learn Torah afterwards, you're going to be davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what you need for Birkas HaTorah is dafka to make the bracha before you learn, to define your action. as you see from the famous Gemara Nedarim, Al-Shalom Baruch Batzvar Tchila, there's a tremendous risk to learning without having that bracha rishona first, not going into it with the proper attitude. The fear is forgetting God before you learn, not after you learn. And therefore, the Torah said it this way. One way or the other, that's what we say. We say that bracha rishona is derabbanan, bracha chon is derais, and the reverse brings the Torah. So continuing in the Ramban, he writes, uveshlishi, Shalabrachos, on we nine Berkas Torah, Lefanem and Atorah, Shinamak, Shemash and Akra, who will tell you. The Ratzalomod Berkas Hamazon, Lefanem, Shiem and Atorah, Kavachom and Mizat. The Gemara then attempts to prove Bracha Rishona Midoraisa from here, meaning to say from Bracha Berkas Torah. Sort of leaves a little part of the Gemara out, but ultimately we reject it. Why? We can't prove from Torah. Torah is Chai Olam. The Ode to Nun, Alam Hatzman Barach Shal Acharav, Enu Barach Lefanav. The Chaf Tzim Bezeh, Shekevan Shabal Karian, Mavarch Lafanav, the Mazom, Umavarch Lachareha, Nilmod, Shabracha Lacharav, Bilvad, Himenatora, Lefikach, Eina Betela, Mepne Takanasam. Betfilas Bali Karian. So since Bracha Rishon is Dirabanan, so therefore you don't make it for Balkari. But since Berkas Hamazon is De'oraisa, so then it's Eina B'Teila Mipnei Takanasa. And therefore you bench even when you are a Balkari. Now you see from here, by the way, very important to your soul, who is this against L'chora? The way the Ritva read the Gemara, as we saw yesterday. Right? What did the Ritva say? You guys are still there, so you could appreciate this, right? The Ritva says, in the end of the day, are we mevatel mitzvahs birkas hamazon because you're a balkari? Yeah. We pass by Chista here, love to dibur daming. What do you do? Apis sezecher l'davar. It's like a little of yavesh for the rivet, and you know, when you have no nothing better to do. But the way, see, now I don't know how he reads the Gemara because he doesn't fill in the details. He's just mentioning this Dach Agav. But you see that he's assuming that the Gemara is telling you, when the Gemara says at the very end of the Gemara that Birkas Hamazon slash Krishma Deoraisa, and that's why the Balkari does it, and saying, and therefore your Yotze, your Mitzvah Deoraisa. They weren't Oker. The mitzvah de oraisa mipnei takanasa. So how does he read the Gemara? I'm not sure. Maybe he learns like the Gra. Maybe you actually say it. Maybe he thinks that even Rav Chista, that here alav kedibur dami, is only on a derabbanan level. Let me deraisa yosef here. I don't know. He doesn't tell you. But it is interesting to note that you do see from here that he learned that lemaskanas haGemara, the reason why we pick these two things, and this is true not just for Ravina, but even when Rav Chista, is because these two things are deraisa, and your yotze, your deraisa, because they weren't oker the takana with the takana of Bali Kari, and they weren't oker the mitzvah deraisa. Now, this is going to bring up an issue which we'll address in a moment, which is, so then, according to this Ramban, maybe you should have to say because the Torah deraisa. After all, because the Torah also deraisa, and that's almost certainly not the case, right? It's only these two brachos. And for that matter, Talmud Torah, maybe they wrote that also. So we're going to get back to that question in due course, B'siyata Dishmaya, but just to note that as we go through this Ramban. So the Ramban, having now quoted this whole long Gemara, he says, V'shma minah, v'kavachom ha'pichahu, v'ha'olam izeh, from our Gemara we can prove, she'birkas ha'torah l'fanah mitzvah sasei doraisa. Presumably what he means is that from the initial citation of the pasuk, you might have said the pasuk's just an asmachta. But from the shakla v'tayra of the Gemara, we see it's a drasha gemura because we bring it as a pircha. We try to bring the kavachomer, and if you were to say that this is just a din de rabbanan and it's an asmachta, then how do you read the Gemara? The Shach of the Tari assumes that this is a din gamor, equivalent to Birkas Hamazon. There's an equation to Birkas Hamazon. So that's his raya. The Gemara d'mnei Rava, he continues from the Yerushalmi. We see this as well. Amru kasav b'tar bracha lefaneha, ben kasav b'bracha achareha, ma kasav ba lefaneha, k'shem Hashem akrav u'gad alokeinu, kasav b'mazon bracha la'acharav, ein k'siv ba bracha lefaneha, ma kasav ba la'acharav, v'chaf v'zalat v'chaf 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 minan l'itein esa amar b'zeh l'zeh v'chulei, mechlal zeh mizbar sheh bracha zu min ha-Torah. From here, and it's sort of interesting, actually, sounds like the raya is, I don't know, only from the Yerushalmi, but stronger from the Yerushalmi, because he writes Mechlal Zeh from the Yerushalmi is even stronger. If we have a chance, we'll get back to this Yerushalmi. We see it's Minat Torah. Then he writes in Ra'ui Limnosa Mitzvah Achas Im HaKriya. So it says the Ramban, okay, well, I've proven to you it's Deoraisa, but maybe it shouldn't be counted as its own mitzvah. In other words, Ramban is saying here that this is one of the mitzvahs that was forgotten, but it should have been counted. It's amongst the taryag. So maybe it's deraisa, but it should be included in mitzvahs Talmud Torah. And it shouldn't get its own mitzvah. So he says, no, I'll show you a precedent, or two precedents, that tells me it should be counted as an independent mitzvah. Number one, Shemikra Bikurim, Eno Nimna Im Hava Asan. So just like Mikra Bikurim is counted separately from Mitzvahs Havas Bikurim, so therefore here too, we should count Mitzvahs Talmud Torah separately from Birkas HaTorah. Maybe you see from here that the mitzvah of Birkas HaTorah is a Birkas HaShevach, similar to Mikra Bikurim Tavas Bikurim. If it was a Birkas HaMitzvah, then this wouldn't be a very good proof. In other words, if the mitzvah de Oraisa Birkas HaTorah was a gather of a Birkas HaMitzvah on Mitzvahs Talmud Torah, then in fact argue that it should be counted with Talmud Torah. And don't bring me a raya from Mikra Bikurim, which is really a separate parsha of Shavach that you say upon bringing Bikurim. He also started off by saying Shenitz Davinu Lahodos, but maybe that's not a raya. That could be a shaykh to Birkas HaMitzvah also, even a Birkas HaMitzvah is Hodah in a sense, even though we classified that. But from this raya, maybe you see it as a Birkas HaShavach. And then he brings a second raya. Likewise, V'sipur Yosiyas Mitzrayim Imachilas Pesach. In other words, we would have thought, or we have a raya, just like we count two separate mitzvot, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Achilas Pesach, so too, Birkas HaTorah and Talmud Torah. This raya is particularly fascinating. Why does he pick Achilas Pesach and more so than matzah? And second of all, you see a certain relationship. It's not the case that this isn't addressing why Pesach more than matzah, that's hara, but regardless of that point, you also see that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is an accompanying mitzvah to Achilas Pesach, as opposed to there being an independent mitzvah. In other words, we sort of sometimes think of there are two independent mitzvahs, let's say for us at least. We have mitzvahs Achilas Matzah, we have mitzvahs Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, one possibility is to say you're not yotzei mitzvahs achilas pesach kol shelo amar shel shadvarim liyasidei chavasa, meaning chol mesmatzah. We know that's not the Ramban shita, right? There might be some Rishonim who hold that way, but that's not the Ramban. But nevertheless, he says this. So it's a very interesting point, right? If we took this very literally, you would wonder maybe there's no mitzvah sipur yetzias mitzrayim anymore because there's no mitzvah achilas pesach.
I don't know which one's the current
top. Because he says im. In other words, he says, "Kamosha mikra bikurim eno nimne im hava asan." Now we know that you can't do mikra bikurim without havas bikurim. You can have havas bikurim without mikra bikurim. So too, v'sipur yetzias mitzrayim im achilas ha-pesach. Now I don't think that's the Ramban's view, but the formulation makes you wonder why that might be. But perhaps we'll have to come back to that around Pesach time. Anyhow.
Question?
Yes.
You're talking about the comparison with Mikra Bikurim and Havas Bikurim with Bracha and Torah and Talmud Torah itself. But the Bracha is also a Matir, which is Mashen Kain with the Mikra.
Who said? I'm just reading the Rabban. You're bringing me in Brisker Shtiklach. Maybe they're right, but let's start with what it says.
Okay.
So what the Ramban says that there are three things that can be compared. Number one, Mikra Bikurim and Havas Bikurim. Two, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Achilas Pesach. And three, Birkas HaTorah and Talmud Torah. And he says, just like the first two are counted as independent mitzvos, so too the third should be counted as an independent mitzvah. Okay. Now, I should just add, maybe further support that you could add that Birkas HaTorah is d'oraisa from the fact. Well, let's leave that aside for now. So the Rambam does not count Birkas HaTorah as one of the targeted mitzvos. So does that prove that he thinks it's derabanan? Maybe, but maybe not. Maybe not. In other words, the Ramban is masig on the Rambam, and he says that the Rambam was wrong for leaving this out. But the omission in and of itself doesn't necessarily prove that it is derabanan. For one thing, perhaps it was left out of the Targum Mitzvos because it's not Mefurish Bekra. Hashem Hashem Ekrav Udol Lokeinu is a drasha, and maybe it's a drasha that creates a din d'oraisa, but as the Rambam tells us in a number of places, you can't count derivations from drashos to a mitzvah that is derived from a drush of this sort shouldn't be counted among the Taryag mitzvahs. It needs to be a pshuto shomekra. So do we have any rayas from the Rambam as to whether he holds Birkas HaTorah, derais or derabban? So there are a couple of rayas. The first one is that the Rambam writes in Hilchos Brachos that all the brachos you are not chozer misafek except for Birkas HaTorah. Birkas HaMazon. And he doesn't list Birkas HaTorah as an exception. The implication is this person is misopic. If they said Birkas HaTorah or not, they would not be supposed to go away. And that makes sense if it's derabanan. It wouldn't make sense if it's deraisa. Unless you said something interesting that it would be divrei sofer and suffix by divrei sofer, the Rambam says you don't go back. So maybe that's an interesting question. Maybe that's something to think about. But another raya. Let's say, I don't know if I said Avra. If I didn't say Avaraba. In other words, we're going to see that certainly the poskim assume that since most poskim assume we follow the Ramban, therefore Safik and Birkas HaTorah, Yurchos Bekore. Now, it's true, you might say as an Eitzah Tova, you should go, you're Yote anyway with Ava Rabba. Let's hear Masupik if you said Ava Rabba. So the point is that the Rambam should say that Safik Birech Birkas HaTorah, Chos Bekore. That's one raya. Another raya is just from the placement of the Rambam. Rambam goes ahead and he tells you about Birkas HaTorah in the middle of Hilchos Tefillah, and more specifically, in the context of Birkas HaShachar, basically. The Gemara, the Rambam writes at the beginning of that parak that there are a bunch of brachos that Chachamim were misakein. I'll read you the Lashon. Ches, sorry, Zion. Kishetiknu chachamim divrei tfilos elu, tiknu brachos acheros levarichosan b'chol yom v'yom. Shikanes adam lemitas elishan b'layla, then you may come up b'il. And when you get up in the morning, you say Elokai neshama, Tzalacha gimel, beis was hamapiel, and dalet, when you hear the kol tarnagol, then the chule, and then when you go to the beis hakisei, when you put on your belt, and the chule, and then hamashkim lekros b'torah, alacha yud, kodim shiikra kriyashma, bein kara b'torah, shepasav, and shepapah, no, tal yada, tchilum var shalosh brachos, v'achar kach kori bahen, the Acharachori Elaine, and he says Birkas HaTorah. So it's like right smack in the middle of Hilchos Birkas HaShachar. There's a little parallel, I think, that's significant for the Rambam. First of all, the Rambam does, in a certain sense, connect this with Mitzvah's Torah, Mitzvah's Tefillah, Kishetiknu Chachamim Divrei Tefillos Elu. He notes also that there's Yud Ches Birkas HaShachar, together with the Yud Ches, Berachas, Shmoneh Esrei, and the like. But the placement in the Rambam certainly doesn't sound like this is a din d'oraisa, any more than, Hamapil and Elokai Neshama and Anos and Lasech Levina are d'oraisas. So these two diukim certainly sound like the Rambam holds, that Birkas HaTorah is Midrabanan. Now, what about our Gemara? So presumably Rambam would say it's an Asmachta. And maybe one reason from the Gemara why he thought that way is because the Kavachomer, it's true, the Ramban points out that we do try to make this Kavachomer from Birkas HaTorah. At the same time, the Gemara's Kavachomer is totally circular. And it could be the Ramban saw that as an indication that this isn't a real Drasha Gemura, because this Kavachomer, we never could have entertained the possibility of these two Kavachomers creating two mitzvos de Oraisa and Elamai. The whole Gemara is Bitorah Sasmachta. Now you'll say, well, why are we asking Kashas on the Smachtas? But the truth is the Rambam has that all the time. And as the Rambam thinks number of Gemaras are Asmachtas, and we still ask kashas on asmachtas as though they were drashos gemuros. Take, for example, the way the Rambam learns ayin tachas ayin, the Rambam thinks is a halacha, it's a perish mekubal, but he notes the Gemara that has like eight different rayas for it. The Rambam calls those asmachtas. Now, the Gemara asks all sorts of kashas on these asmachtas and treats them as though they're drashos gemuros, as Tosfos themselves know. Tosfos disagrees with the Rambam. Similar machlokas also by Arba Minim, how we know which are which. But the Rambam basically tells you that sometimes when we treat asmachtas as though they are deraisos. Now, it's an interesting question for the Rambam. Why do we bother doing that? That's not our question now. But the Rambam does tell you that that's something that happens. The Rambam in the Hakadama to Perisha Mishnah. So I'm not sure that the Rambam would be particularly bothered by this question. And again, especially because the setup over here is something that seems to be clearly circular. Another raya might be for the Rambam that a Baal Keri doesn't make it. In other words, other Rabbah, maybe our Gemara is a Raya. For sure it's the Rabbah. Because our Gemara basically says that what does a Baal Keri do? He makes brachos de Raisa, namely Birkas HaMazon and Kriyishma, not a bracha, a mitzvah de Raisa. If Birkas HaTorah were de Raisa, then the Baal Keri should certainly make Birkas HaTorah. And in fact, that's a question we have to ask on the Ramban. Ramban who holds Birkas HaTorah are midoraisa, so then why doesn't the Baal Keri make them? So here we could answer, no, that's not a raya, because the Baal Keri is also with Talmud Torah. Yeah, of course, Birkas HaTorah is deraisa. If you learn Torah, then you have to say Birkas HaTorah. But the Baal Keri is also, though, that's not even such a pashut answer. Why? Let's say you paskin here a kedibor dami. So then why aren't you chayv to make a bracha birkas haTorah when you're maharer bishma? Right? Let's assume birkas haTorah d'oraisa, like the Ramban. So now I'm the maharer shma. I should have to make birkas haTorah. The Gemara says the Mishnah is very glad for Ravina, let's say. So maybe we'll even say that the Rambam is l'shitaso. Why? Because remember, we saw yesterday that the Rambam holds what? Hear her, kedibur dami. So the Rambam holds that when you say Shema, it's like when the Baal Keri thinks Shema, it's like he is saying Shema. This is only, by the way, l'shitaso if you learn like the Kesef Mishnah and Rabbeinu Manoach, not if you learn like the Shagas Aryeh. Remember, the Shagas Aryeh held that even a Rambam held that hearer of Shema, you're not Yotze. But the way the Kesef Mishnah, Rabbeinu Manoach, learned in the Rambam, that the Rambam holds, just like the Rambam says explicitly by Bracho, so too by Shema, that you are Yotze Shema, behear her. So now, if it were the case that the Rambam held that Birkas HaTorah d'oraisa, then you'd have to make Birkas HaTorah. And the Mishnah says you don't make Birkas HaTorah. So the Rambam was forced to say that Birkas HaTorah are d'rabbanan. It's a Mefurish Mishnah. So what could you get out of that raya? And even if you don't, even the Ramban should have to address this raya as well, because Master Ramban is going to say that Ravina held that Birkas HaTorah are d'rabbanan. That's possible. It's possible that they argue this point, and they're arguing about the existence of a mitzvah d'oraisa. That's a little schwer. Certainly in the Rambam, we have a raya, but maybe it's not so mochrach. Why? Because maybe we'll say that even if hear her is kedibur dami, and your yotzei mitzvah shma, still, hear her isn't Mechayev Birkas HaTorah. Why not? So, the brisker way of saying this, and we'll see more evidence for this as we go on, but just to say Bekitzer, is that maybe you only say Birkas HaTorah on a Chefetz of Torah. Now, why would you entertain such a possibility? Doesn't it make sense that Birkas HaTorah should be said on the mitzvah of the Kiyum mitzvah of Talmud Torah? So I'll note there are a number of possible rayas for this position, but the simplest and most straightforward one, you see from the Gemara in the first pair, the Gemara has a debate. What type of Torah is Mechayev Birkas HaTorah? One opinion just says Chumash or Mikra. The other opinion says even Drashos. The other opinion says Mishnah, and the fourth opinion says even Gemara. Of course, we pass them like that fourth opinion, but certainly within the first three opinions, nobody is going to be, it's lo olal adas, that there's no kiyum of Talmud Torah at the highest level for Gemara, and nevertheless, is it sad that you don't say Birkas HaTorah on it? Because Birkas HaTorah is not said on the kiyum mitzvahs Talmud Torah, but on a certain type of Torah. The first opinion says it's said on the Shem Hashem. It's actually very good for the Marsha, the Shmos of Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Psukim. Second opinion says, not actual Psukim, but things that derive from the Psukim. Drashas, Ein Sham. We don't have to go through that whole now, but maybe the point that I'm saying is that the Ramban doesn't have, you have no kasha in the Ramban from our Sugya, from the fact that the Baal Keri might actually be Yotzei Mitzvah Shema. And not only that, but Shema's Torah. And still there's no Birkas HaTorah. Because it is true, Birkas HaTorah is a mitzvah d'oraisa, but maybe it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa on limud Torah, or should I say differently, anything that qualifies as limud Torah does not automatically mechayev Birkas HaTorah. You need, I'm going to dodge the bullet and just use the brisker terminology. Again, I hope we get to explain this a little better, but you need a chafza shel Torah. Now, okay, so that's how we could defend the Ramban's position from our Gemara. But what about for the Gra? The Gra, this isn't going to work. Why? So the Gra, there's a debate, actually, whether or not you make Birkas HaTorah on Hirur. And I hope we get back to this in a moment. But the Beis Yosef concludes that you don't. And the Gra says, hold your horses. Of course your yotzei mitzvahs talmud Torah behir her. After all, v'gisa bol yomam v'layla, v'gisa is belave, as it says, hegyon libi. And therefore, your yotzei mitzvahs talmud Torah with hear her. So vada, you need to make Birkas HaTorah. So it seems that the Gra holds that if you're yotzei mitzvahs talmud Torah, then what? Then you need to make a bracha. So now we have a kasha. What would Ravina say? Ravina holds that here kedibur dami. So certainly I'm yotzei mitzvahs talmud Torah, and yet you don't need to make a bracha. The Baal Keri doesn't make a bracha. So if you hold Birkas HaTorah de Rabbanan, fine. But if you hold Birkas HaTorah de Raisa, what's going on? So the emes is, it's not a kasha. What will the Gra say? Now, I don't know, maybe the Gra learns like the Rabban. It's possible. But assuming he doesn't, or if the Rabban learns like the Gra, what could you say? The answer might be, oh, Avada your Makai Mitzvah Talmud Torah. If you think. But saying Shema, and well, I'll just even add to the kasha before we get to the Teretz. And this is even more schwer for the Gaon. Why? Because remember yesterday, what do we see the Gaon? What does the Baal Keri do about Shema? According to the Gaon, the Baal Keri says Shema, not thinks Shema like the Ritva and Rabbeinu Yonah would have it. But he says Shema. So I'm in a real pickle with the Gaon. Right? On the one hand, the Vilna Gaon says, A, if you're Makai Mitzvahs Talmud Torah, then you have to say Birkas HaTorah. And that's why he rejects the base Yosef's view that here is a Makai Birkas HaTorah. Number two, not only that, but you not only think Shema, but you say Shema. And yet, so this Baal Keri is saying Shema, and yet he's not saying Birkas HaTorah. And we know as well that any mitzvah that's deraisa, the Baal Keri has to say. So these benches, because it's deraisa, she should have to say Birkas HaTorah is deraisa. Sounds like the Vilna Gaon. How could you possibly hold Birkas HaTorah is deraisa? So be'emes, it's not necessarily a kasha. And to understand the answer to this kasha, we have to say two things. Number one. Two hanachos, which are very fundamental, and it's a fascinating diyuk in the Gra. Number one is, one second, is it really true that you're Mekayim Talmud Torah when you say Shema? Reish Yosef has the following shalom. Yushalmi says that when you say Ava Rabba, you're also, the Bavli actually has this as well, that if you say Ava Rabba, you could be Yosef Birkas HaTorah that way. Yushalmi, though, adds a caveat, that you need shonen alatar, meaning to say you have to learn immediately after, presumably after you finish davening. And if not, then Ava Rabba will not serve as your Birkas HaTorah. There's a debate in the Rishonim, Tosis is specific about that, whether that's the principle of shonen alatar is specifically with respect to when you use Ava Rabba as your Birkas HaTorah, would it even be true if you use the regular Birkas HaTorah? That's not our Indian there. But the point is that with respect to Ava Rabba, you need Shonen Alatar. Great. So that means you have to learn right after it happening. Frek, the Beis Yosef, Ribbono Shel Olam, you said Shema after Ava Rabba, right? And Shema is Torah. So if Shema is Torah, so what do you need additional psukim afterwards? You said Shema immediately. The moment you finished your Birkas HaTorah, Dainu Ava Rabba, you said Shema. So what's there to talk about by Shonen Alatar? Doesn't make any sense. But he says that there's two answers. First answer is you could have Eicha Timtza where you could say Ava Rabba but not Shema afterwards. And he shows how you could have such a thing. But his second answer is V'od Yesh Lomar Dekriya Shema Tefila Lo Chashivi Limod Le'enyin Zeh Dedivrei Tachanunim V'Tefila L'Chod Dedivrei Talmud Torah L'Chod Dekriya Shema Kedivrei Tefilos Hu. In other words, Tachanunim, there's already a debate that Beis Yosef is specific about this as well, whether Tachanunim, Divrei Torah, Psukim, for example, that are said, Betarth Tachanunim, are Mechayev Birkas HaTorah. The classical time this comes up is by Slichos. You know, you got a blade for Slichos, so you're in a rush, you want to start Slichos right away. But do you have to say Birkas HaTorah or not? So, you give only the Sofman, that's Psukim. But Psukim, Darth Tachanunim, right? Which one do you do? or some people, right? They make Birkas HaTorah before they, after, once they're in shul, right? But when they enter shul, what do? They bow their head. It's a pasuk. I'm sure everybody does that here. So, right, before Tikkun Chatzos. So that's the kasha. So the answer is that it's only Talmud Torah that's studied qua Talmud Torah. But if you say Pesukim, not for mitzvahs Talmud Torah, for some other reason, like Bakashos or even like Kriyashma, so then it's not Machayev Berkas HaTorah. And there's an added chiddush here by Kriyashma. But it said that because Kriyashma you could see as a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. We'll talk about this maybe tomorrow when we talk about the machlokas, whether Kriyashma is derais or not. There's an interesting position in the Rav, in the Yishalmi. Yishalmi says that someone who's Torah Naso is pater not just from tefillah, but Kriyashma. What does that tell you about Mrs. Kriyashma? Does that tell you that Kriyashma is the type of Talmud Torah? So Torah, your father. Anyway, back to that. But the point is that that's what the Beis Yosef said. Oh, so according to this, then we could say that's the Pshat Negra. In other words, the Gra is saying, the Gra thinks that if you think Torah, then Avada, you have to say Berkas HaTorah. But if you say Shema, you might not have to say Berkas HaTorah. And if we look at the Lashon of the Gra, it's actually Medir, because the Gra doesn't just tell you that, oh, you know what? Hearer in Torah is also Torah. The Gra says that hearer in Torah is the Iker Torah. Hegyon Libi, Vigisavo. And he says, if you're going to go ahead, he says the Kavachomer, if you're going to go ahead and say that Kriyas HaTorah is Mechayev Bracha, even if you don't know what you're saying, right? Let's say you're just reading Pesukim. Let's say you get an Aliyah. Somebody gets an Aliyah. He doesn't know one. He doesn't understand a word of Hebrew, right? He still makes Birkas HaTorah. If reading Torah without understanding Torah is Mechayev Brachos, because that too is a kiyum of Talmud Torah on some level. So certainly thinking of Torah, even if you don't say the words, the Iker is thinking. Oh, so therefore, if you're reading Pesukim like without understanding them for Talmud Torah, that's also Mechayev Bracha. Not just thinking, that's the Chiddush. But when you're saying them B'Torah Kiyum Mitzvah Shema, so that's not Talmud Torah at all. It's not Talmud Torah at all. Then the Gra says, so then there's no mitzvahs Birkas HaTorah. Or maybe he could even say, even if it is Talmud Torah, but it's not the Talmud Torah that's Mechayev Bracha. And it's Hegyon Libi, Vigisabo, that's for sure Mechayev. So that's how you could get out of the Raya from Balkari to prove that Birkas HaTorah isn't Del Raisa. Okay, so are there any...
Can I point out?
Yes.
In the Gros Siddur, he positions Birkas HaTorah right before Karbonos, after the Shema Brachos.
Interesting. Okay. In other words, you're saying Shema before Birkas HaTorah.
Well, apparently the Gros says you shouldn't say the whole pasuk. Easier to say Shema Yisrael by itself or say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad all by itself.
That's for a different reason.
Yeah.
That's because he doesn't want you to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Kriya Shema Shelo Bebrachos. In other words, because according to at least some Rishonim, as we'll talk about tomorrow, I hope, your Yotei Mitzvahs Kriya Shema with just the first pasuk, and therefore you don't want to be mekayim mitzvahs kriya shema in the b'diavadik away shelo bebrachos. So therefore, you should either say so you should make sure not to say the whole pasuk. Okay, so you don't arrive at that.
Yeah. Right before Birkas HaTorah, when you have the paragraph after the Mekadesh Hashem Hora Barabim, we end with a pasuk from the Navi. So that is a pasuk from Tanakh, and that's said before Birkas HaTorah.
Okay, so you're saying this works out very nicely for the Gra. Okay, good. Fine. Ah, so very good. No, so that's why I think, oh, good. I'm so happy you reminded me. I was going to say that. So what did I say before? So I have a kash on me. The Gemara Menacho says that your Yotze, Talmud Torah, if you just said Shema, right? So how does that goes against this? So either you're going to say, yeah, it's only if you're Mechadim, or alternatively, we'll say no. We'll say that your Yotze is a Talmud Torah, but that such a low level of Talmud Torah is not Mechayiv Bracha. The Gra just objects to what the Beis Yosef says. The Beis Yosef says, the highest level of Talmud Torah isn't Mechayiv Bracha. The Beis Yosef might think that's because it's... The Beis Yosef might agree, by the way, that here is a Kiyum of Talmud Torah. He just thinks it's not a Chavta Shel Torah. And the Gra, that's Mechayiv Bracha. And the Gra might think that it's the highest form of Talmud Torah. You can't say it's Pater. But it could be that the Gra actually thinks that Avada, if you say Shema, your Yotzei Mitzvah's Talmud Torah. But that is the lowest, it is not a Chavta Shel Torah, because you're not interested in learning. You're just interested in Mekayim Kriyash Mitzvah's Kriyash Shema. So, are you Yotzei Mitzvah's Talmud Torah minimally? Yes, you're Yotzei. That's what Gemara Menacho says. Why? Because Lamaisi said Psukim. But that is not the Talmud Torah that's Mechayiv Bracha. But you don't have to say that the Beis Yosef, in other words, we could say that the Machlokas Beis Yosef and Gra is not as extreme as we might think at first. At first, you might think that the Beis Yosef and Gra are extreme. The Gra thinks anything that your Yotzei Talmud Torah is Mechayiv Bracha, and the Beis Yosef says no. No, maybe they both could agree that there's such a thing as something that your Mechayim Talmud Torah that isn't Mechayiv Bracha. But they disagree as to whether it makes sense to say that Hirur is such a thing. Hirur is such a thing. Now, prove to you, by the way, you might say that my whole, that this whole funny idea that I'm saying that, like, the Beis Yosef holds that there's this idea of a Chavta Shel Torah and the like, you know, that's a very risker, but it's not in the Beis Yosef. So I was planning to get to this later, but since it doesn't look like later's going to come, I'll just tell you, there are a bunch of rayas to this, but my favorite is the following. If you look, the Beis Yosef has a whole shakla v'tarya about whether ksiva is mechayiv berkas ha'tarya, and he concludes that it is. And then he has a shakla v'tarya afterwards, what about here? And he concludes that it's not. So the Magen Avraham says, I don't know what he's talking about, because ksiva is here. The answer is no, because ksiva is a chefs of Torah. It's not just here. And that's why it's Pashut that, not Pashut, but he concludes that Ksiva is Mechayiv Berkas HaTorah, even if Hirhur isn't. Okay, back to here. So are there any Rayos, any other Rayos, that Berkas HaTorah is Derais or Derabbanim? Shaius Aryeh concludes, Simon Chav Dalet, like the Ramban, that the Chiyuv Berkas HaTorah is Min HaTorah, and he brings a Raya, which one could question, but his rise from the Gemara Nedarim that says that the Chorban Bais Rishon is because Shalom Birchum Tarat Chila, and from the fact that they got an Onesh Azei Vait, it's inconceivable that it's just a Rabbana to get such a big Onesh. He then says, well, maybe even the Rambam might agree, you just can't bring the Raya from Sefer Mitzvos, like we said. What about the fact that he says, all brachos, you don't go back in the suffik. Maybe that is in Hilchos, that's with respect to Birkas Hananim, but not Birkas HaMitzvah. And there are actually a number of thinkers who argue that the Rambam thinks it's Deraisa. The Mabit in Kirya Sefer also says that the Rambam holds that Birkas HaTorah Deraisa. He just doesn't count it in Minyan HaMitzvos, Sefer HaMitzvos. Why? Because it's included in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Mitzvah's Talmud Torah. Now, it's exactly the point that the Ramban tried to reject. What about the Ramban's proof? So if you take a look, the Aruch HaShulchan says, nah, those aren't such good proofs. Why? Tmihani, dahasam, heim v'shnei itos, v'yesh hafseik bein zeh lezeh, meaning to say between mikra bikurim and havas bikurim and achilas pesach, and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hashem came Birkas HaTorah Mechuyav Lomal Tzas Tekef, like the Rambam himself says. So therefore, he includes it in Talmud Torah. You could even say that even more tightly linked, that the Gader is Lomod Bebracha. It's Magdir the Limud. And therefore, that's why you need Shonen Al Atar. And that's why it's much more integrally linked than, let's say, Mikra Bikurim and Havas Bikurim. And that might, by the way, also explain why you're not Chozer Mesafik, because it's a Chelek in Talmud Torah. It's not a Mitzvah B'fnei Atzma. So that's the problem. The problem is that he didn't bring it in Hilchos Talmud Torah. That's really where it would belong. So I thought, if anything, if you want to make it Deoraisa for the Rambam, you should say it's a din in Tefillah, which is where he brings it. And Adarav, it even goes very nicely in the Rambam. Because remember back in the Rambam on Sefer HaMitzvos, when he brought Tefillah as a mitzvah Deoraisa. So we noted that the mitzvah of Tefillah isn't a mitzvah of Tefillah, it's a mitzvah of Avoda. The mitzvah HaChamishis, Shetzivanu la'avdo yis'ala. And in that context, he brought how Chazal say that this refers to tefillah, and he also brought that this refers to Talmud Torah. He quotes the Chazal that say, la'avdo zu tefillah, la'avdo zeh Talmud, meaning to say Talmud derech avoda. And what is Talmud derech avoda? It's Birkas HaTorah, like the Ram says. In other words, what makes Talmud Torah avoda and not just an intellectual pursuit is the Birkas HaTorah. And therefore, if you were to argue that the Rambam held its Deoraisa, don't stup it into Talmud Torah like the Mabit says, but rather say it's Nichlal in Tefillah. Fine. So we said before, there's a lot more to say here and we're out of time. So let's just skip to the halacha l'maisa part. Halacha l'maisa, okay, let's say it anyway. What's a nafka mina? What's a nafka mina, if it's deraisa or not? So the nafka mina is l'chora safek. Okay, so what do you do? B'makom safek. So there are three schools of thought in the achronim. Halacha l'maisa. The chida says, Safek Birkas HaTorah, don't bench again. Don't make Birkas HaTorah. Why? Look, the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins like the Rambam, and Simon Reish Tess, Sif Gimel, Kol HaBrachos, and Nestapik, and Birich, Eino Chozer Mavarech Misafek. Okay? So you see the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins like the Rambam, and Safek, you don't go back and say it. Chida says this is Rav Poskim. I don't know who he's counting, but that's the Chida's approach. The Pri Chadash says, no, we paskin, it's deraisa. And this is the view of not just the Ramban, but it's the Rashba, it's the Sefer HaChinuch, and therefore we paskin, it's deraisa. Therefore, if you're a Mesupik, you go ahead and repeat all of Birkas HaTorah. Now you'll say, but one second, even one of the Birkas HaTorah is fulfillment of the mitzvah deraisa. Right, not all two or three, eight, but you don't need all. You don't need more than that. So why do you have to say the second and the third if you're Mesupik? So he says, he brings a parallel. Rambam Hilchos Kriyas Shema Perek Beis Yud Gimel. We've mentioned this before. Says if I'm Mesupik, if I said Shema or not, I repeat Shema with brachos. Brachos are certainly derabbanan, but this is the proper way to fulfill mitzvahs Shema. Even though it's midrabanan, achanami dekavase. In other words, the mitzvah Birkas HaTorah, the way we're meant to fulfill it is with three brachos, two brachos. And therefore, since the mechayev is deoraisa, when we repeat it, we do the whole thing. And maybe another parallel that he doesn't mention is the view of most achronim, safek birech Birkas HaMazon. You don't just repeat the first three, which are deoraisa, but you also repeat HaTorah Meitiv. That's certainly derabbanan. Why don't you stop after three? No. You do the whole thing. The Shagas Aryeh is the third view. The Shagas Aryeh says, no, there's only one that's deraisa. So you should only say one. Which one? So he says, you should say Asher Bracha Banu. It's the Chir Shebe Brachos. It's the best bracha. What about Kriyishma? What about the Shagas? The Prichadish is right from Kriyishma. Says no, those are brachos habayim in Kriyishma. In other words, they're not part of the mitzvah deoraisa. They're not equivalent. It's a tag along. So it's true. The way you say Shema is with brachos. So memela, you include the brachos. B'makom safek. Mashenkin over here, it's not like the mitzvah is asher bachar banu and lasav b'divrei Torah is like a tag along. No, it's a second bracha that's derabanan of fulfilling. You can really do any of them. But therefore, it's not going to be nigrar acharav. What about Birkas Hamas? And you could give a similar type of answer. You could also say there, it's different. This is what Moshe says, because we say because so it won't be a zilzal if we leave out Al Yechasreinu, because of Poland, people don't take it so seriously. Halach Lamaisa, the Mishnah Brura really thinks the Shagazari is right, and Safek, you should say one bracha. But then he says, you know, I discovered there are some other Achronim who say it's the Rabbanan as well. They're not so clear why, or even that they do, but it's not so clear in the Achronim. So therefore, the better thing to do is to get out of it. How should you get out of it? Either have somebody be motzi you, or have kavana with Ava Rabba and learn afterwards. And then he says, maybe even if you said Ava Rabba and you didn't learn afterwards, even if you didn't say Birkas HaTorah, maybe it's a fake, you wouldn't have to say Birkas HaTorah afterwards. Now, there's a big problem in the Mishnah Brura, which I'll only address very good kids here, which is okay. The Mishnah Brura, though, definitely seems to conclude that what? It's deraisa, right? Geshmak, wonderful, deraisa. So, what would you do in the following situation? You stayed up all night, and you don't know whether you should say Birkas HaTorah or not. So, machloikas aposkim, do you say Birkas HaTorah if you stayed up all night? Do we say the new day is Mimachayev? Do we say there is no hefsik? So, machloikas aposkim. So, Sfeika de Dina, what would you expect the Mishnah Brura to say? Sfeika de Araisa Lochomer, right? Because he says, you pass him as Daraisa. And what does the Mishnah Brura say? Savi Brachas Lachel. Okay, so, you know, again, better to try to figure out a way to be Yotze. But he says, Savi Brachas Lachel. Savi Brachas Lachel. Sestira. First, like Sif, I think Sifkat and Aleph, he says it's Daraisa. Sifkat and Chafchas, he says it's Darabana. Black, straight out, Stira. So what's going on here? So I think the answer is very, very interesting, Kinech. And it's Meduyuk in the Lashon of the Mishnah Brura, so I'll read it very carefully. V'maya ne'er kol alay, like yesh omim de'etzach levarich b'boker, v'yesh omim de'etzach levarich, ki kovu chachamim bracha zul b'chol yom, dumi d'shar berchas ha'shachar, v'safik brachas lakam. He says, what's the tzad? Ki kovu chachamim bracha zul b'chol yom. The tzad that you have to say a new Birkas HaTorah in the morning, even after you're learning the whole night through. Yeah, even you don't even have to be learning the whole night through, even if you're just awake the whole night through. Right? That is the Rabbana. Nobody thinks that's the Raisa. That you have to make a new bracha in the morning, even when you didn't go to sleep. That for sure is the Rabbana. How are you talking? You're learning the whole night through, and midoraisa, you have to make a new bracha, punk, right? All of a sudden, alos shachar. By the way, nobody ever makes the bracha alos shachar. They wait on Shuas like for another 20 minutes before they make it, right? But that's a different story. We'll talk about it. Right? How could that be? How could that be? Answer is that's for sure a derabbanan. And this answers up another interesting shaila. Somebody told me the following shaila. I don't remember who told me this. One year in Kambi Avna, the person who was going to make breakfast in the morning was a kid. It's like 13 years old. You know, just at his bar mitzvah. So great. So there he's going to make breakfast at Harvard Yeshiva. So somebody woke up and they said, no! We paskin like the Mishnah Brura, it's Daraisa. And we know that for mitzvahs Daraisa, we don't rely on 13-year-old kids. There's no chazak baba. You need vada shtei sairos. You need a real beard, right? So, right, which is the halacha and everywhere else. We always say, those things are Daraisa, you can't rely on a 13-year-old. According to the Mishnah Brura, it'd be perfectly fine. Because for sure, this is the rabbi, right? Even if Birkas Hamazon is there, right? Birkas HaTorah is there. All right, much more to say, but we're out of time. So we'll stop here.
Not the Buddha said the same word about the Ram, the Thais, and the Gin of Love.
Ah, Parashat Kivanti. Geshmak. Okay. Do we have other rayas?
So I think in the end, I mean, he took it even further and said, like, there are two Tzidim and Talmud Torah. I mean, there's Talmud Torah we didn't love, and Talmud Torah we didn't love it. And then Rav's Torah is part of what defines and, you know, serves as part of the Talmud Torah we didn't love it. And so just like, start your Tzidim with Sheva, start your Avodah Hashem Talmud Torah with Sheva. And then he said maybe it could affect the food of Nashim, so they're fighting, maybe they're fighting in love.
Yeah, yeah, that's for sure a very good part for Nashim. Beautiful. Okay, Rosh Ivanti. He said that in his Motzei Shabbos year?
Yeah.
Okay. Does he still give those?
No.